Well, there's hardly words for that space, but except wow. Once I was two decades ago, maybe 25 years ago, when I was first working with Mark, and I would sit with my friends Carol and David, and I would just go out, and I knew I was safe because they were anchoring me. This was before we had Mark groups. This is just this couple. And I remember once I went so far, and when I came back, I thought I had come back. But I looked at Carol and David, and they were wavy. And I go, uh-oh, I better go back again. And I just kind of like went into another trance because I needed to go back and get myself or connect. And as I get out there, I hear a voice from Mark, and his voice is way far away. It's not in my head. It's coming from way far away. And he says, Johnette, this time you've gone too far. Well, the reason I tell you that story is we were just there. We were too far. And that's why Mark had to bring us back solidly. Because we were, I'm hearing, we have a conversation while he's talking. And he goes, I'm really pushing you tonight, but he was amazed at what we were doing. And there came a point that we all got so far that it began to fracture at the edges. I could kind of see that. And that's when he says, okay, bring him back. So I say that to see if you felt that you were, that it was all good, but then you were at the point of almost being stretched past the limit. So let's hear a little bit about that universal, and I think the most important message that I embodied was, as above, so below, that what we can do, this beauty, this magnificence that we can embody is happening in the entire cosmos, because it can't happen here in isolation. What we've been training ourselves with Mark is to just to be attuned to better things than we're normally attuned to. You know, we're just attuning higher and bigger. And maybe we can see what's always been there, or maybe our arrival there tipped the bucket and makes something all begin to happen. My cosmic friend Brad, what do I call him, a high mystic, he says that we can't imagine how we're changing the cosmos. He said, it's not humans, it's not humanity, it's not Mother Earth, it's not our solar system. He said, it's so much bigger. Beyond infinity, I guess. All right, let's hear from some of you.
Pat from Colorado says, Johnette suggested we ask our guides for help in understanding universality. I also ask for help in understanding my place in the universe. They just laughed. Ha, 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 ha. There's no place in the universe.
Can you get that? If you're universal, there is no place.
Andreas from Switzerland says, I felt wisdom, which is very different, active and flowing, not static or defining. An interconnectedness to all beings that I interact with from the heart, not like different, not separated beings.
Mm-hmm.
And Donna Gitta from Switzerland says, slightly different here, haha. My lower chakras are on fire. Me, just happy and giddy.
I guess we can trust that. Whatever chakras are opening up, it's time. Anyone here? I'm sure. Can you feel your cells kind of move? I don't think it's cells. I think it's electrons moving around in a different way. Or just in a way that you can notice them. Yeah. starstruck you are. And when that space opened up, it was only about 15 seconds between Mark saying, imagine this universal future, until it was, we were it. You know, there really wasn't a gap. Maybe not even 15 seconds. Yeah. Bigger than imagination. Bigger than infinity. How supported we are when we are that. All right. Again, so that we feel safe, he wants you to know that because the universe is expanding and it's creative, it's continually creating, only good, only love can create. Everything else has to use energy created by good or love. So when we expand, there is nothing to fear. There is nothing except amazing grace, amazing goodness, love. I mean, we don't have words. I have no words for it. So we're beginning to fuel ourselves from that knowing, from being that knowing. And then all the things that happen in our life, so what? We're in such a big game. And I'll say one more thing about this game. I was whining to Brad, and I said, I'm now, and I cried when I said it, and I guess I still feel that way. And I said, I'm drowning in minutiae. And it's hard to drown in minutiae when we know what we know. And he laughed and he said, well, enlightenment, you chop wood and carry water. And he said, but the wood you've chopped, the bonfire is so big. So it helped me put in context, chopping wood ain't all that bad. All right.
Janet Miller from Connecticut says, I asked for two words to tell me what is bigger than infinity. I heard endless exploration.
Ooh. Ooh. Thank you. Who else would like to share?
Vern from Colorado says, I was floating in a peaceful place which was filled with soft explosions, timeless and different, a form of aliveness. Energetic connection is beyond any danger, and safety comes from being so connected. Gratitude prevails.
You guys do a good job with words. Wow. Oh, while we were meditating and Mark was chatting to me, he said, Jeanette, do you know what the elixir of life is? And he goes, it's life. I know, that's pretty good, Mark. Living, aliveness. I'm still floating, so I'm not ready to call Mark back, so we need to chat a little longer. People wonder why I waste time talking. They go, why doesn't Mark channel the whole time? Because Jeanette cannot be Mark the whole time, and, you know, I'm still recovering from having pushed you almost too far. So we need to talk some more. Thank you.
Joe from Colorado says, thanks to Undias for his comment. I found myself passing out big hugs all around. Seemed strange until I put it into the context of interconnectedness to all beings.
Beautiful.
And then Eva from Poland would like to remind us, by the way, dear all, tomorrow, Tuesday, March 20th, is International Day of Happiness.
Who knew? and the equinox, which is always a big gateway. All right, microphone back there. God, I feel so much motion.
This is Julie. One of the things I experienced was this space was full of life.
Life was, or light?
Life. Like
life.
I wasn't alone ever. I wasn't by myself, really. And it was fun. So I'm an introvert. I don't like noise. I don't like too many people. And I like things a little easy, you know, like let's not just jump into this and kind of thing. Although I can do that. But there was noise. There was singing. Beautiful music. Noises that I couldn't even tell you what they were, but I felt them, and it wasn't just hearing them, it was being them. And like it washing through me, or I'm washing through it. Mm. And music and the experience of so many beings without feeling crowded, without feeling, I'm in a tight space, I can't breathe. I was expansive, and I was one thing and then another thing and then something else and then a note, and I felt sometimes like I was a piece of a trampoline that's translucent and just reverberating and being and going to another note and doing this all the way down. And then there was that point that I think Andias meant, where all of a sudden I was in the presence of overwhelming wisdom. The like your greatest love ever, grandfather, whatever, looking at you and sharing this bit of wisdom with you, and special. And it made me stop. I mean, I remember being in motion and I stopped. And I just absorbed the wisdom. I couldn't tell you what it is. Or what it was, but it was wisdom, and I knew it, and I felt it, and then it was like mirrors and mirrors and mirrors just reflecting back whatever this experience was and reflecting out this experience and this. So it was really hard to try and put that into words, mm-hmm. but the biggest thing for me was so many other life beings in joy and mm-hmm. experiencing it. And I was free to feel that and be it and join in. And the music didn't hurt. It was just fabulous out there. So
thank you. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. This is Anne. And the first thing that came to my mind when you were talking about infinity was I could hear Larry Cooper saying, "To infinity and beyond."
Yes. Yes. Definitely beyond. Do you feel changed, even without words? One with wisdom, one with knowing, one with everything? Yeah. Only love is at these levels. And we've been living in the shadow forever, for millions of years. And the light is love, and you know, we hear it, but it's so much bigger. It's creation, it's knowingness, it's interconnection. It's not love that we think we know. We really pass through a threshold. And I'm pretty sure we didn't lose any of you. He brought you back fast enough. That I don't remember ever that happening, where he kind of warned me, all right, they've got to come back now. Again, notice how you're feeling. Transcend humanity into universality.